Ah, hello again, sir. It's nice to see you again.
Yep, we're the same girls that you checked in with.
We handle all the jobs for the airline. Service, luggage processing, and flight attending. Basically, we do everything but fly the plane.
Don't worry, I put your luggage in the plane myself. I can assure you that it's nice and tucked away. Now, do you have your boarding pass ready? Well, of course this is the right gate, silly. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, we have a lightly booked flight today.
Very light. In fact, you're our only passenger.
You're really cute when you're confused.
Don't worry, Yum Airlines is always reliable. And even if we only have one passenger, we are going to get them to where they need to go, in style and in luxury.
Exactly. Now that you're all scanned in, let's get you boarded and settled into your seat so we can depart. Hold our hands, sweetheart. Let us escort you inside.
You're going to love this flight, honey. We pride ourselves on making the most comfortable and relaxing journeys ever.
Indeed. Our standard seating is equivalent comfort to what you might expect from a standard airline. And at a fraction of the price.
Don't believe us? Step aboard and see for yourself.
Gosh, he is stunned.
He is? I told you it would be amazing. Plush seats, heaps of leg room, your own TV, and excellent air conditioning.
Plus, you also have us two cute flight attendants to cater to your every need. Isn't that nice? In fact, hey, Elle.
Yeah?
Since this handsome guy is our only passenger, how about we give him a cheeky little upgrade? What do you think?
Ooh, I think that you might be onto something. I mean, we may as well, since it's all available. Okay, let's do it.
Did you hear that, sweetie? You've just been upgraded. If you thought our seats looked ultra comfortable, wait until you see what we have in store for you.
Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna go check in with the pilot and tell him that we're ready to take off. Just follow Cynthia, sweetie. She will show you what our version of first class looks like.
Just this way, sir. Your luxurious 12-hour flight awaits. Here we are. Imagine if this flight was full and you just had your own private room right here at the front of the plane. Isn't it magical? Well, just wait until you see inside. Here we are, sweetie. Isn't this just amazing? We pride ourselves on bringing a new definition to traveling in luxury here. Queen-sized bed, flat-screen TV, private bathroom, and full room temperature control. And don't even get me started on the mini-fridge, which we keep fully stocked at all times.
I'm back. How's he finding the room?
He loves it, of course. I don't think he's fully able to grasp the pure bliss he's going to experience during his flight.
It truly is a sight to behold. Who says long flights have to be uncomfortable? Captain Burble is about to take off, so let's get you settled in, cutie.
Oh, yes! Climb onto the bed. There's seatbelts for safety purposes, of course.
We may as well stay here with him while we wait to take off, right, Cynthia?
Of course. I mean, he is our only passenger. It makes sense to be as close and as ready as possible to help him.
Mm-hmm. We only have two seatbelts on the bed for when couples are here together, but you don't mind sharing your seatbelt with me, do you, cutie?
Oh, I certainly don't think he'd mind, given how his cheeks are practically glowing right now.
Here we are. I'm just gonna wrap my arm around you two. Can't be too safe now, can we?
Yeah. We just want to make sure you're well protected. Are you a nervous flyer, darling? Let me hold your hand just in case.
We'll take good care of you, okay, babe? We take care of all of our customers. But when we only have one cutie on board, we can spend a lot more time focusing on just you.
And don't worry, Captain Burble is an amazing pilot. We've never had a single incident before.
Sounds like we're about to take off, sweetie. Hold on to us as much as you want. We're here for you. Whee!
Ah, see, that wasn't so bad. Then again, being on a nice, comfortable bed certainly takes the rumble out of the plane, huh?
I'm just so glad we get to spend the entire 12-hour flight taking care of the cutest, sweetest customer we've ever had.
It certainly makes our job easier, doesn't it? Less walking, less annoying passengers. Just one handsome guy. Honestly, pampering you will barely feel like much of a chore after all.
Speaking of pampering, what would you like to do first? Since you're in first class, you'll have access to all the exclusive services and perks that our lovely airline provides.
That's right. You have access to massages, video games, board games. We also have in-flight streaming to your big TV here. But Elle deleted almost all the movies we had available, save for the Jurassic Park films. Literally, that's all you can watch.
Well, yeah. I mean, why would anyone want to watch anything else? It's literally the best movie ever. I mean, anything else would just be wasting storage space.
Well, what shall it be? Do any of our options interest you?
Also, another option is to just lay back and enjoy the simple comfort of this luxurious mattress and the gentle rumble of the plane.
Sounds good, sweetie. Just lay back and get comfortable. And perhaps you'd enjoy some company while you do.
Oh, she's serious. We don't offer it to every customer that gets in first class, but considering there's no other passengers to tend to, we have no problem spending the whole flight with you. And this big bed would be so lonely without a couple extra... friends.
Exactly. And if you ask me, a bed like this can only be made better with someone to cuddle while you rest. Right, Elle?
Right. And like Cynthia said before, pampering a handsome thing like you wouldn't even feel like work. So what do you say? You want some sweet cuddles from your two pretty hostesses?
Lovely. And just as the captain turned the seatbelt sign off, now we can get really close.
You gotta play catch up. I've already been nice and cozy with him since takeoff.
I know. It's so unfair. I guess I'll just have to make up for lost time. Won't I, darling?
You went straight for the head scritchies?
Of course I did. Can't let you have all the fun. Besides, our sweet passenger here deserves nothing less.
Wow, I think she really likes you, cutie. She doesn't pull out the head scratchies for just anyone.
What can I say? I just couldn't resist with him.
Oh, I don't blame you one bit. I'm just sad I didn't think of it first. But I'm sure there's plenty of him to go around, isn't there? I mean, head scratchies are nice and all, but sometimes a good belly rub feels just as good.
I don't know about you, Elle, but I think he's enjoying getting spoiled by his two flight attendants. Getting head pats and belly rubs? Aren't you a lucky guy, huh?
Look at his sweet smile. He's really loving this. Having two sweet ladies cuddled up to him, our arms wrapped around him, all while we make him feel nice and cozy.
Such a cutie.
Such a handsome cutie. All for us to enjoy. And to pamper. Yes. Oh, I almost forgot. Our first class passengers get a big care package for their enjoyment, packed full of delicious treats, self-care products, and novelty gifts. I'll get it for you now.
No, you stay here, Elle. I can get it. You keep spending time with him. Besides, I know you want to turn running your fingers through his hair.
Oh, you're the best. Owen, can you grab some Oreos for the captain to snack on? You know how he gets when he doesn't get his fix.
You got it. I'll be right back. Save some cutie for me when I get back, okay?
No promises. You know, usually we try not to have favorite customers, but I'm pretty sure you really are our favorite. Of course, if we didn't like you, we wouldn't have upgraded you. Plus, if we're being honest, we were really hoping that you would let us stay in the room with you. I mean, sometimes we sit with passengers and chat and occasionally give out a few head pats, but we've never gotten to, like, cuddle a passenger before. Especially not one as adorable as you. I kinda wanna give you a little smooch. But I should wait for Cynthia to get back. I don't wanna be too greedy, but you're just so cute. Oh my goodness.
I'm back! And I got the Ultra Deluxe Complimentary Yum Airlines Care Packets. Dang, we've really got to work on that name.
You're back! Now come lay down, quick.
Well, I was going to show him all the special things he gets in his care package.
That can wait. We have something really important to do, and I can't wait any longer. Come on.
Okay, sheesh. You don't have to tell me thrice. All right, what was so urgent for me to get into bed? Besides spending as little time away from our handsome passenger, of course.
Because he has two whole adorable cheeks that are unkissed, and that's a crime.
I see. Would you like that, babe? Would you like us to give you a couple of big smooches on these cute cheeks of yours? Well, if that's what you really want, then who are we to deny you such a luxury? We aim to please, don't we, Elle?
Yes.
All right, then. Let's do this. Let's plant our lips on him at the same time, okay?
Okay, on three. One,
two, three. Mwah! Mwah!
That was so good. Look at him already getting all flustered.
Him? Look at you blushing.
That's big coming from you. You've got strawberry cheeks.
Yeah, well, I can't deny that I've been waiting to kiss this cutie since the moment we checked in his luggage.
Me too. I just wanted to eat him up right then and there.
She's not even exaggerating, babe. I had to hold the back of her shirt so she didn't leap over the service counter to tackle you for cuddles.
Can you blame me? Look at him.
I can't. Even I'm feeling a little impulsive with him around. So impulsive.
Did you just kiss him again?
Heck yeah, I did. Sometimes you just have to be a little wild.
Well, then I get another kiss, too.
Of course. I don't think he'll complain about extra kisses. Would you, darling? Gosh, you're so handsome. Getting all flustered while we kiss you.
Absolutely. And let us know if you need a break. We don't want you to melt. Actually, we have really, really good food for whenever you're ready. And we have a menu right here.
Of course, it's totally fine. The food will be there whenever you want it. Then again, I think I know a way to build your appetite.
we can spend more time together cuddling.
That's right. Buckle up, baby, and prepare for some serious turbulence.
Yeah. Let's turn the AC on full blast. I think it's about to get really fucking hot in here.
Fuck yeah, it is. Good thing we came prepared. Like we said, this room is catered towards couples as well, so the care package we brought includes condoms. Lots of condoms.
Yeah, couples. Or single passengers and two hot flight attendants in this case. Here, Cynthia, let me take these clothes off you.
Thanks, babe. I'll take yours off, too. Go ahead and get naked for us and pop a condom on, darling. We want you inside of us, stat.
How do you want us, babe? We can fuck however you want to. It's all for you.
You heard him, Elle. You're up first. Get on the bed for him.
Oh my gosh, I'm first? Oh, holy shit, okay.
Well, of course you can touch me, darling. As far as we're concerned, for the next 12 hours, we're free use as you see fit. Whoa!
Whoa, I guess he wants both of us. Gosh, so generous not to leave either of us out.
Or he's just greedy for pleasure. Not that I'm complaining.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Holy shit. He's rock hard already. Gotta say, I'm kind of jealous, Elle. I wish I was getting his dick. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Never mind. Never fucking mind this. This is good. I'm happy up here.
Oh shit. Is he eating you out?
Oh god.
Holy fuck, that's hot. Please, honey. Please fuck me while you eat our wet pussy out. I'm so fucking needy for you.
That's right, babe.
Oh my god.
Fuck her tight pussy while you lick and suck mine.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Such a generous passenger. Fuck. Making us both feel so good. How does this cock feel inside you?
It feels so fucking good, Sim. Oh, it's so fucking good. It fits perfectly inside. Oh god, oh fuck.
I can hear his hips slamming against you. With each thrust. Oh, it's so hot. Fuck.
So hot, oh my god. Oh fuck. He put the seatbelt sign on and said buckle up and prepare for turbulence. Oh fuck.
He's eating me out so good. His tongue just keeps lapping up my wetness as it explores every corner of my clit. Oh, fuck.
Fuck, this feels so good. Oh, my fucking god, yes. Yes. Fuck me harder. Please go harder. Oh, my god.
Oh, shit. Fuck. I just realized. We never did the safety demonstration before takeoff.
Oh, fuck. I forgot. I was so distracted by how hot he was.
Me too, but. Maybe we should give it a try now. While he pleasures us endlessly with his mouth and his cock. Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, babe. Oh, in the event of an emergency. Oxygen mask goes on the ceiling. Put it over your mouth and pull on the string to begin the flow of oxygen. Make sure to put yours on before you make anyone come. Fuck.
In the event of a water landing, there's a life vest in the cabinet under the bed. But if you can't get it in time, grab hold of your two hot fucking flight attendants. And they will keep you afloat with their massive tits. Suck on our tits if you need us to inflate our arousal.
And bite our nipples to signal nearby assistance of a black fool.
That's it. Give me out harder, baby. I'm all yours. Oh, I'm so fucking close.
Oh my god, me too. I'm so close, baby. Don't stop, please.
In the event of an evacuation, do not pull out of your flight attendants.
Don't pull out. Come inside me.
Make us come, sweetie. Make us fucking come. Pull your fucking load inside out and make us explode all over you.
Fuck yes.
Yes. Fuck yes.
Fuck. Oh my god, that turbulence was a godsend.
Oh my god, right? Fuck, babe, that... Oh, babe.
That was amazing. You made us squirt all over you at the same time. All while you came yourself.
I've never seen such synced-up orgasms before. So sexy. And it's a good thing we buy high-quality condoms. Otherwise, this one might have ripped when he came in that hard inside you.
For real. Although, is it bad to say that I was kind of hoping it would break? He took me to new peaks of arousal I've never felt before.
Well, we only have so many condoms to use, and so much time to have more dirty sex. I wouldn't be surprised if we simply had to fuck him raw and take his seat inside us.
Fuck yeah. God, look at this mess we made. We came everywhere.
Yeah. Maybe we should take this to one of the other rooms.
Yeah, baby, our plane has 6 deluxe first-class private rooms. And one of them even has a bed shaped like a heart.
Come on, sweetie. Let's go to a new room. I have a feeling we'll be fucking all over this plane before we land. Let's go. It's my turn to take his cock.
Fine with me. I'm eager to feel those sweet lips on my pussy.
You're in for a treat. His tongue makes you feel heavenly.
I can't wait. Let's go, sweetie. And then let's pray for some more turbulence.